All right, we're gonna dive into dipper number one now. And before I do that, I got to say, this is a total aside here. I'm about to talk about violence and crime in a city that I love. Having said that, there's a city that I love that I've just visited, New York. It's New York City where that CEO was shot, right? So I don't know if you know, see this or not, but the CEO of United Healthcare Insurance Company appears to have been the victim of a complete hit job. Now, they're talking about him being a professional, and I'd say, yes, it appears that he is, because the video is out. If you have not seen it, it's chilling. It's like something out of a movie. The CEO is walking down the sidewalk in the evening. He's got a suit on, and all of a sudden, a guy in a hoodie wearing a backpack steps out with an obviously silenced pistol. I can't tell the caliber from where I'm looking at it, but I'm going to say it's a 22. But he steps out with a silenced pistol, shoots him in the back, clears a stoppage, shoots him again, clears another stoppage, walks up close to him, shoots him again, shoots him four times that I can tell. It's an obvious hit job. And clearing the stoppage, I see somebody commenting online. He was probably having to clear the stoppage because it was subsonic ammo and it doesn't cycle the slide as well. Very well may be. At least three, maybe four rounds in the victim. A hit job. But the guy was on video. I would say the true hit man would have known there was a camera right there. But then again, maybe he wanted it seen. I don't know. All I'm saying is this is chilling, and there's a manhunt going on right now in New York City. It's amazing.
The timing seemed convenient, too, because apparently he was on his way to a meeting to talk to investors. So I have no idea who would want this to happen or why, but like the evidence shows that something's up with this. So.
Yeah, this is not, there was no theft. There was nothing that we can see. Literally a guy with a hoodie and a mask on, by the way, walks up behind him. And the first shot, the guy's walking away. The first shot is from about 15 feet. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the shots, and then I guess the coup de grace shot was when he was on the ground. This is pretty ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know if something in his personal life, professional life, what, but it was an obvious hit. This, mm-hmm. He was the target. He was the only, there was another bystander who saw it happening and ran away. You can see that in the video. It's like the shooter had paid no attention to the fact that the other person was standing there.
Yeah. His demeanor seemed a bit too calm for this to be his first time.
Oh, he never stopped walking. He just walked calmly past him and then stepped out into traffic and crossed the road.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Scary stuff.
It's like something out of a movie. But let me talk about this for a minute. Crime in our city streets. So I'm going to talk about for a minute. I'm going to get to Birmingham, but let me just say, you'd like to think this stuff is out there. I just described a thing in New York City, right? Then there's this story. How about property crime? Like hotair.com. Dateline yesterday. San Francisco. Well, we know San Francisco. They're a mess, man. They got liberal DAs out there. They're not even trying. Well, it's true. San Francisco, it says on hotair.com, recently arrested a crew of shoplifters. The oldest in the group was only 18. The youngest was 12. This group of shoplifters had apparently carried out more than a dozen robberies. But then the San Francisco Standard followed up by publishing another story about a 23-year-old thief who has been arrested 10 times in the last 4 years. 10 times. It gives her name. It's not necessary. It's just, you know. But goes on to say that they finally caught her, and the judge released her on her own recognizance, despite the fact that she had four ongoing theft cases. Of course she didn't show up. They didn't put her on electronic monitoring. She wasn't required to report to authorities. Why? Nobody knows. Liberal judge. She failed to appear on all four pending cases. They wound up sentencing her to 2 years in prison. They finally caught her, put her in prison. She stayed there for all of 6 months. She was released from prison. 3 months later, she stole a bunch of Louis Vuitton handbags. And then she entered another place and stole 47 pairs of expensive sunglasses. She's basically a property thief, and she's doing it to feed an addiction, I'm sure. But the reality is this kept going and kept going and kept going. Finally, where's the last page? Let me get to it. Finally, it says, in case you've lost track, that's two more burglaries while she was out on bail for the prior cases. Plus, she failed to show up to court. She was finally arrested and is now being held without bail. It only took a year to get to that point. But it's San Francisco, Phil. Yeah, it's just San Francisco. Don't worry. It's just San Francisco. Oh, wait a minute. Let's talk about Birmingham. I always caveat this so that people will know I'm not bashing Birmingham. But and Charlene even says, every time you mention Birmingham, you got to say you grew up there. Yes, I did. I did a lot of my growing up there. I did. Running barefoot around, you know, Wylam and Inslee and old parts of West Birmingham. Granddaddy was a steel worker. My family had, I mean, all everybody in my family came from that side of Birmingham, on my dad's side. And I love that city. I did a lot of my growing up there. Being in downtown, I got my law degree in Birmingham. I mean, all of it. I love that city. I have spent more time there than, with the exception of Huntsville and Gadsden, than almost anywhere. Lived in Mobile for a while, all of it. But I love the Magic City. It's a great city with a lot of history. Study on CBS 42 in December of last year. CBS 42 cites a study in December of 23, exactly 1 year ago, saying that using FBI crime data to look at crime rates in 302 large cities and 1,010 small cities and towns, that after crunching the numbers, a national organization had determined that the large city with the highest cost of crime was Birmingham, Alabama. The highest cost of crime, what does that mean? Well, when they break it down, what they look at is, what does it cost the citizens using the factors that they look at? We ranked worse than New Orleans, worse than St. Louis, worse than Detroit. We ranked worse than Memphis. I could go down the list, but they got the top 50. We worked worse than Atlanta. All said and done, Birmingham, Alabama, the crime cost per capita is roughly $11,392. We are considered to be the large city with the highest cost of crime in the nation, according to that study. Not a metric you want to be a part of. That being said, that was a year ago. A year ago. Let me say it again. A year ago. Knowing that a year ago, which, by the way, didn't just happen on that day, it was something that had been building up to that point, you have to look at it and go, well, hello, city council and mayor's office. What exactly have you done with this information, which is obviously public because we're reading it on the news? The answer to that is not much. The answer to that is they have not improved things like one bit. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you where we are now, because I said it earlier in the show, and I mean it. Unfortunately, the Magic City in some ways has become the Tragic City. There is no excuse for what we're looking at. There is a way to fix this. And oh, by the way, it does not involve throwing more money at it. It does not involve stupid commissions. It does not involve, you know, community action. It does not involve gun control. It just involves actually being tough on crime. How about that? We'll talk about it. Birmingham, Magic City equals Tragic City. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Mean, just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so I'm in this number one of the Triple Dipper, Magic City equals the Tragic City, and I'll be honest with you, it's I don't say that like I'm mocking them, because it's awful. It's like watching something you love just, you know, kind of deteriorate. I told you right before the break, CBS 42 ran a story in December of 23 showing that a national organization had reviewed all the FBI crime data of the largest cities in the U.S. and that among them all, the city with the highest cost of crime, Birmingham, Alabama. Fast forward a year. You'd like to think, okay, that stuff's out there. Everybody knows it. They're going to see that and take action. They're either going to refute the evidence and say you calculated it wrong, or they're going to say, here's what we're going to do to fix it. Well, numbers don't lie. It just is what it is. So fast forward a year. Story on AL.com. Phil, did you go to liberalAL.com? I did. So AL.com ran a story about 3 weeks ago. Birmingham's rise in homicides now stands out among Alabama's biggest cities. As homicides fall in other big cities in Alabama, Birmingham is grappling with a dramatic increase in deadly shootings. With well over a month left in the year, Birmingham has already surpassed 2023's homicide total. So they got the information, true crime data, late last year. They had set new records on homicides. Property crime was not going well. Birmingham ranked as number one in the nation for highest cost of crime. This year, we're breaking records. Oh, good. The Magic City, it says, is on the track to break the all-time homicide record of 148 that was set nearly a century ago. I'd like to know what was happening in 1933 to make it the high homicide. I mean, what in the world? I mean, just good gosh. But then it points out something I think is very prescient. This is very solid right here. It says Huntsville and Mobile both have growing populations and fewer murders. Think about that. Birmingham, which is losing people, stands out among the state's four biggest cities for its growing homicide rate. Birmingham officials say they continue to work toward solutions to curb the violence. Experts say change is possible. And then, of course, because it's AL.com, they start getting into, well, it's really about, you know, gun control and things like that. It's not. It's not at all. It's not at all. But let me give you some stats here. Get this. As of November 20th of this year, all right, so just last week, as of November 20th of this year, Huntsville had 16 homicides for the year. 16. Mobile had 32. Montgomery had 55. Birmingham had 131. That's, now, by the way, that's called non-justifiable homicides. There were 10 more that were deemed to be justifiable, like self-defense. So they were homicides, but yet they were justifiable, so they won't be criminally charged. But that means there's been 141, technically, as of November 20th. That's unstinking believable. What?
That tells you one thing. That's a leadership problem, obviously. Because Huntsville, like you said, it's bursting through its own seams with how many people are pouring in. But yet they have, you know, a solid mayor and somebody who's hard on crime. And you look at Birmingham and Mayor Woodfin, who he's got to be one of the most liberal mayors in the country.
I'd say.
Like 100%. And the fact that he's in Alabama, it's embarrassing. But yeah, so all the stuff about population or like I found it funny, the obsession with the Glock switches whenever the last mass shooting happened. He's like, I told you it's the Glock switches.
The Glock switches do it all.
It's not a culture problem.
Everybody's got a Glock switch. No, they don't.
Yeah. So it's that stat tells you all you need to know about where the problem lies. It's within the leadership.
The story goes on to then also blame it not just on gun control issues, but on poverty. So and there could be a tie. But you know what, though? You know what poverty's tied to? Again, leadership. If you're a city, by the way, Mayor Woodfin, if you're listening or somebody out there knows him who's listening, which is maybe not so likely because this is a conservative show. But if you're out there listening, if you think about it, on your watch, Birmingham went from being the biggest city in the state to the third largest city in the state. You went from, you know, having people coming in to people going out. You're losing population on a daily basis. Economic development is stymied right now in Birmingham. And oh, by the way, crime rate is going up. All while you're in office. All while you're in office. Huntsville, it points out in this article, is very different than other major cities. According to federal data, the median income in Huntsville is $43,000. The poverty rate was 14%. In contrast, Mobile, the median income is $31,000. The poverty rate is 20%. But experts say when resources flow out of communities, local residents can be vulnerable and violence often occurs. Okay. It also means when you have stymied economic development because of bad policies and deteriorating infrastructure, that businesses don't want to set up there. And so you if you're going to have a revitalization program, you have to realize law enforcement comes with it. In Montgomery, and I've applauded this before, in Montgomery, which, by the way, is led by a liberal Democrat, Stephen Reed. But in Montgomery, they were dealing with a very high homicide rate. In 2023, they had 75. They've got 52 so far this year. But in June of this year, the Montgomery PD, in conjunction with the mayor's office, partnered together with the state law enforcement agency, ALEA, and they formed what's called a Metro Area Crime Suppression Unit. They've been getting guns and drugs off the streets, arresting criminals, and crime is down. Wow. Go figure.
Who would have thought?
I'm shocked at this.
Wait, just sitting around a table talking about the problem doesn't fix it?
Holding press conferences about gun control doesn't fix it? Blaming the legislature doesn't fix it?
I'm shocked.
But it says, then there's Birmingham. And while the Birmingham metro area is home to about 1.1 million people, the city itself has a population of 196,000 and dropping. For the last decade, it has had a growing homicide problem. Oh, by the way, Woodfin's been mayor for much of that. In October, Mayor Woodfin announced the creation of a crime commission. Oh, good. Why would he do that? Because we had a mass shooting. We did, in Five Points. Injured 17 people, killed four. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Because now we also have to combine liberal Mayor Woodfin with judges and others in the area who are soft on crime and allow certain things to happen. So yes, Birmingham's got a problem. Magic City? Tragic City? In some ways, yes. Now I will say this. Trustful Tribune. Am I going to get to it? How much time have I got?
You got about 10 seconds before the music starts.
Then how about if I don't? I will save the Trustful Tribune for right after this break. But I've got a story here about Woodfin pursuing gun control, about Woodfin having citizens patrolling their own streets. Really? And then I've got, oh, by the way, the judge who has gone so soft on crime and is known to be, in his own words, liberal trash. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two here on the Hump Day. Going to the phones first right out the gate. Jeffro from Indiana is already on the line. Jeffro, what are you doing, man?
I'm in Indiana. I had a doctor's appointment today.
you got no road duty today?
Oh, man, no road food. I just got done eating the Golden Corral. I'm about stuffed.
Golden Corral. Boy, I haven't eaten there in a long time. They still got that buffet?
Oh, yes, they do, yeah. Senior thing, $11.99, you can't beat it. All you can eat. Beat the heck out of a Happy Meal.
I heard once a guy came down from up north to run a buffet at what do you call it? Ryan's, I think it was. And Ryan's Buffet. And he said, you can't make money on a buffet in the South.
Well, that's probably because Ryan's all disappeared, man. They used to be the best.
Oh, they did. That was the big fat yeast roll, wasn't that, Ryan's?
Oh, yeah, that and just the real nice tender steaks and everything. It was just so good.
Dadgummit. All right, now that we've talked about food, what's on your mind, man? What do you think about this Birmingham stuff?
Well, the Birmingham stuff, what I'm about to say may sound completely insane to you and I, but it makes sense to the Democrats.
Oh, okay.
These people in these blue cities, they don't care about crime. They don't care about, a lot of things and stuff that... We're sitting there, complaining about it because, it looks insane to us. They have how many people are getting killed and things. But if they cared about it, the majority of voters in those cities, they would quit electing the same people that they do.
I know.
And with all these murders and everything, let a white cop kill a black a criminal and that, justified shooting or whatever. They will march in the streets and complain and go nuts and everything and tear down things. But, you can have somebody, black kill black, maybe 15, 20 people or whatever. You never see anybody marching about that.
No. So, in fact, that's what we had. Was it last month or September, I think it was, the nightclub shooting in Birmingham at Five Points. 17 people killed, wounded, four killed. And it was a black shooter and black victims.
Yeah. Where was the demand and the marchers and everybody coming out against that, and demanding, that they do something about it?
Your point about leadership and them continuing to elect the same people over and over again, you're right. It makes no sense. It's the definition of insanity. Now, I have seen, though, in other places around the nation, they're starting to get fed up with it. You can look out there in California where they just did a recall on, what's his name, Gascon, the liberal DA of Los Angeles. So there are people that are getting fed up, and it's we just need some people to get fed up in Birmingham.
Yeah. Basically, they're going to Darwin themselves, I guess, because, in Darwinism, only the strong survive, and I don't know if they're intelligent enough to survive the carnage that they create by electing these feckless leaders that don't do anything And it's like I say, it's insane to you and I as conservatives, but for the Democrats, hey,
it's a way of life.
As long as you don't take away my abortion rights, I'm not going to say anything about it, but, go kill somebody, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, like I said a minute ago, there's a reason why Birmingham went from being the biggest city in the state to the third biggest city in the state in just a span of a few years. People are flooding out of the borders of Birmingham left and right.
Yeah, it's because the Spain people left, and this leaves the born nutty crew there that either don't have enough money to move or just, don't bother them to be there.
Well, we'll see where it goes, but... Well, listen, man, enjoy your day, and I hope you're back on the road again soon.
I'll be back tomorrow.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Have a good one, Phil.
Bye-bye. So Mayor Randall Woodfin, he did speak out. Oh, good. Last Thursday, I believe it was, story in the Trustful Tribune. Mayor Randall Woodfin, flanked by 145 firearms that were taken off the street by Birmingham police, spoke out against gun violence in a 30-minute-long video. Well, good. How about this? How about knife violence? How about lead pipe violence? How about blunt force trauma violence? It's always the gun violence. Were every single one of the homicides in Birmingham related to firearms? I doubt it. But Woodfin said that the city is seeing the worst of the gun violence epidemic. He said, I care about decreasing gun violence in our city. I care about decreasing crime. I care about saving lives, but it's going to take more than one man. We're coming up on an unfortunate milestone this year in 2024 of having homicide rates at a rate not seen since 1933. Well, at least he knows. But see what that is? That's an admission. That's an admission right there. He sees it. In the law, I would say on the civil side, I would say there is at the very least some measure of what we call contributory negligence. That means you contributed toward the issues yourself, sir. And that brings you to a place where you can no longer complain because you brought it on yourself. But then on, I look down and it says Mayor Woodfin said he's calling on both state and county and country, state and country, I guess he means national, state and national legislatures as well as the community to make a change. How about this? Just go get tough on crime. Well, what's his solution? Do you remember earlier this year? So I got a piece from AL.com. Phil, you went to AL.com again? I did. AL.com. Birmingham, May of this year. Birmingham could have up to 200 more sets of eyes and ears watching crime on the streets. Okay. We got recruiting drive for the law enforcement. Is that what you think it is? Would that sound right? Would you want to see 200 more law enforcement officers?
That does, but I know it's not it,
No, it's a Citizens Observer Patrol.
Yeah, I remember seeing this story.
Citizens Observer Patrol. What does that mean? Well, Councilman Hunter Williams, who is one of the only conservatives on the city council in Birmingham, and I'm not sure if he's a conservative, but he's definitely more conservative than most of them. He said, I got a lot of safety issues with this. I think if we're going to provide them vehicles, they're going to provide them vehicles. There's already a lot of vehicle needs within the police department that I can think of that would be better served for actual officers rather than old ladies riding around reporting things. Under the program, Birmingham residents would volunteer and be trained to patrol the city's neighborhood and report activity to the police. They would wear some form of city identification, T-shirts, caps, vests, driving vehicles that are marked with green lights. They had a 2-year program similar to this in the Woodlawn area. They say it was successful, except that they lost their grant. They couldn't fund it anymore, and one of the volunteers got beat up and no one wanted to do it again. Okay. Sounds pretty successful. So John Archibald, if you're familiar with John Archibald, very liberal writer, opinion writer, Pulitzer guy from AL.com. Phil, AL.com again? Yes, AL.com. He said he looked at the story and first he thought he was reading The Onion.
That's what it's becoming.
That's what it sounds like. He said, one can only imagine how Birmingham's latest grand crime-fighting idea came about or how it seemed to be a good idea. And it's not even on The Onion. I checked. It's not the cast of Saturday Night Live working on a skit. It's real, which means, oh, my God, they're serious. That's what he says. He goes on to describe them as Walmart greeters or mall cops. That's basically what we're looking at.
So instead of empowering cops, you're going to get untrained people to report to cops.
And there you have it. Now... It's not just Mayor Woodfin. Am I bashing him? Yes, I am. But it's not just Mayor Woodfin. We got a situation here. There is a judge, and I say this knowing full well that I'm a practicing attorney, but I'm going to call out a judge. Judges are supposed to be apolitical. Judges are supposed to refrain from making political commentary. Judges can certainly have their own views, their own opinions. They're certainly entitled to that. They're not supposed to do campaigning, electioneering, or politicking of any kind. They're not supposed to be, they may run on a party ticket. That's what you have to do to get elected. But they don't need to go out and spend a lot of time commenting in the public arena about politics. And yet, there's a judge in Birmingham who refers to himself as liberal trash. He does. What's his name? Judge Carpenter, isn't it? Yes, it is. I'm trying to find his full name. Oh, shoot. I can't find it. Judge Carpenter down in Bessemer. Come on, Phil. Find the spot in there where it says his name so I can read it out. Jefferson County Judge David Carpenter. Jefferson County Judge David Carpenter, who frequently posts politically charged pro-Democrat messages on his Twitter feed, most recently expressed his support for President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, describing himself as liberal trash, is also the person who, by the way, should have kept the shooter who killed 4 and wounded 17 behind bars, and he didn't. The shooter has now been arrested, innocent till proven guilty, but the suspected shooter is Damian LaRon McDaniel, 22, of Forestdale, with a lengthy criminal history in Jefferson County, now behind bars in the killings of 4, injuring of 17 in September. Court documents show that McDaniel, the shooter, would have been in prison if not for the decision of Jefferson County Judge David Carpenter. Just 1 year before, McDaniel went on his alleged shooting spree. In April 2023, McDaniel was sentenced to 15 years split, with 2 years to serve and 3 years for probation. The charges stem from a 2019 shooting, but he was put back on the street. Then his bond was repeatedly revoked because he kept being seen with firearms. And then, oh, by the way, he killed 4 and injured 17, and this judge will take no measure of responsibility for it. In fact, he has posted about himself before multiple times that here's his quote on Twitter. I'm looking at his Twitter feed right here. I'm liberal trash. I'm your worst nightmare. And I'm an elected official, a far left liberal, progressive, Democrat, socialist, white, native Alabamian traitor to his race. And I'm glad that, and he talks about a reporter who's liberal, is here doing what she does. Why is a judge doing that? He's commented negatively about Tuberville. I'm looking at that one. He's commented negatively about Katie Britt. I'm looking at that one. He's commented negatively about, Trump and MAGA Republicans. I mean, if I was in his courtroom right now, I would feel certain I don't have any chance of having a fair shake.
I'm looking at his Twitter too. I'm even reading a tweet of him talking about eliminating the Electoral College.
Oh yeah,
that guy's a judge.
Yeah, he's a judge.
It's ridiculous.
He's a judge. He's a judge, and he is absolutely soft on crime. So now we've got, not only do we have soft on crime policies where they don't want to deal with the real issues in Birmingham. People are flooding out of the city. It's one of the highest crime rates in the entire nation, certainly in the state of Alabama. And the shooter most recently who killed 4 and wounded 17, that's 21 people that got shot by this guy. All that Woodfin can do is cry about Glock switches. And the judge who should have kept him behind bars is also a liberal. I'm just telling you, when you put these people in, by the way, that judge got elected and Woodfin got elected. And to the point of Jeff from Indiana a moment ago, if you keep electing these people, this is what you're going to get. So here's the bottom line. I love Birmingham and I want it back. I want the Birmingham of my youth back. I want to know that my grandkids could run barefoot in some of the same streets that I did if they wanted to, and it'd be all right. But it's not right now. It's absolutely not. The Magic City is too often becoming the Tragic City, and we got to get a grip on it. All right, we're taking a break right now. I'll switch gears. I'll get some of your text messages when I get back, and then we'll jump into the next one about DEI. Oh, make it stop now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.